glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. We've got a lot of people who are very concerned about what's going on in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
The buzz in Belmont County includes now an endangered species of bat. As we learned, and as I think broke the news, it's the first I've heard of this, Lauren Burrell said that there is an endangered species of bat that had been living in the Blaine Bridge, Blaine Hill Bridge, and now that the bats are gone because it's winter and it's too cold for bats up here, they've sealed all the bat caves, and hopefully they didn't miss any. Hopefully they did not miss any, because if one bat gets back in there, the whole project is shut down because it's an endangered species. So we're going to get more information from ODOT regarding what kind of bat that is, and we're going to learn all about the Blaine Hill Bridge bat. One bat could shut down the entire project because it's an endangered species of bat in Blaine. Jeez. All right, fine. So also in Belmont County, the Belmont buzz, of course, is taxation.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. That's annoying. All right, so if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. We're talking now about J.P. Dutton, Belmont County Commissioner, who was called out on this show, on this very show, by Mayor Catherine Tallman from St. Clairsville, saying that Belmont County was not giving enough money back, hardly any money back, to the city of St. C., and I think she made a very strong case. So J.P. Dutton, according to the story in the Times Leader, Gage Voda's story, went there and started pleading his case. And the two examples that he used about, well, Belmont County certainly is giving money back to the city of St. Clairsville, the two cases that he cited are 25 years old. It's like you pretty much made Catherine Tallman's case with that. So he continues here. So he says that... Dutton added the commissioners are currently working on a sewer project just east of the city that will allow Ohio Valley Mall areas, Ohio Valley Plaza, as well as other businesses in the east end of town to receive better sewage service, but again, not the city of St. Clairsville. Imagine that, because the mall and the plaza are not in St. C. So what he is doing, J.P. Dutton, is saying, well, we're giving money back to the mall and to the plaza, which both of them are not in the city of St. C. They're not in St. Clairsville. But that's how he's trying to justify this. The more he talks, the deeper the hole this guy is digging. And he goes on, and here's the other thing that's so beautiful. J.P. Dutton says, according to the story in the Times Leader, it's a $2 million project we're doing right now to allow for growth in that area. We're getting ready to do a roughly $2 million project in the very center of town, St. Clairsville, Courthouse Plaza, a project that's not just for the courthouse, but also addresses ADA accessibility around the county block. And again, the key word here is county, courthouse, county block. Again, this is all for the county, nothing for the city. And he says he reiterated that his reason for being at the council meeting was to make it crystal clear that the commissioners are working for the betterment not only of St. C., but the entire county. Again, that wasn't the issue. What Mayor Tallman raised on my show here exclusively was that Belmont County was not giving any money back to the city of St. C. And what J.P. Dutton is pretty much saying here with this is she's right. Two examples that he used were from 25 years ago. And now he's saying, well, we're going to, you know, help with upgrades with the mall and the plaza. Again, not in the city of St. C. Tallman is right. Catherine says, I'm sure I irritated you and I apologize. She should not apologize. She should not apologize. J.P. Dutton should apologize. But I have to do my job, and if there's county funding available, I've got a ton of phone calls from mad property taxpayers coming to me and said, I got nothing to do with property taxes, so I feel your pain. Dutton replied that Tallman is more than welcome to come and address the commissioners anytime. He noted that that wasn't his issue. You're welcome to ask. It's not an irritation. I have very thick skin. The problem is when it's not based on facts, that's when I feel like I have to come and clarify things. Really? It's not based on facts? Really, J.P. Dutton? If that's the case, then why can't you cite any examples of Belmont County actually pouring money back into the city of St. Clairsville? The two examples you used are from a quarter century ago. And the current example of the $2 million is not for the city of St. Clairsville. It's for the mall and the plaza, which, by the way, doesn't help the merchants on Main Street in St. Clairsville. I mean, this is just BS. I'd love to have J.P. Dutton here explain to me, okay, what exactly have you done for the city of St. C? Because his whole argument here in this newspaper article is pathetic. And one of my listeners, a loyal listener who fairly knowledgeable, says Belmont County is in financial trouble because they have been relying on oil gas revenue in the form of lodging and sales tax. Now they have raised real estate tax on residents to fill the gap, placing the blame on COVID. Call it like it is. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of truth in that statement that they are losing money with the tax for lodging and the sales tax, but also the COVID thing is also true. My wife and I, during when the real estate market was super hot, when the area was flooded with COVID money, we looked at a couple of pieces of land that were very nice pieces of land. Right off of National Road. Now I've forgotten the name of this. What was the name of that? What was the name of that? Anyway, we made a couple bids, and somebody else way outbid us. I mean, like crazy numbers. Flutie? Something like that. In any event, we were outbid. And we saw some other pieces of land. We were thinking about, maybe we'll, buy a few acres and build a nice house, that sort of a thing. But the prices were so ridiculously high. And Cindy Henry came and made a very strong case that that's the reason why, because everything was inflated so much that the new assessments are much higher because the inflated prices of land, of property, and it all goes back to the damn money that they were using to flood the area with because of the pandemic. So I think there's a lot of explanation, a lot of good reasons why we're having these types of problems in Belmont County, and frankly, I think it is time for an independent investigation. I think we need to find someone, some organization that can take a look at all of this and ask some very tough questions. Nowhere in this story, and I'm sure that J.P. Dutton did not mention the numbers, nowhere in this story did they tell us how much more money Belmont County has now because of the inflated value of the real estate and therefore the tax rate now on this. How much more money did Belmont County get, or how much more money is Belmont County going to get? And why is it that none of that's seems to be actually for the city of St. Clairsville. The city of St. Clairsville has all these problems with the water pipes. The pipes are bursting, this, that, and the other. It's terrible. And yet Belmont County, according to J.P. Dutton himself, here, let me read this to you. Where did I find this now? Hold on. Okay, added the commissioners are currently working on a sewer project just east of the city that will allow the Ohio Valley Mall area and the Ohio Valley Plaza, as well as other businesses on the east end of town, to receive better sewage service. So it's okay for Belmont County to spend money on sewer pipes so that the mall and the plaza can get better sewer service. But it's not okay for Belmont County to spend that money on the city of St. Clairsville for water pipes so the citizens of St. Clairsville can get better water service. Is that right, J.P. Dutton? Am I reading this right? These are his words. These aren't mine. The newspaper story, Gage Voter wrote this, and I'm sure this is accurate. J.P. Dutton is saying, well, we'll pay for sewer pipes for the mall and for the plaza, which, again, neither one in the city of St. Clairsville. And, in fact, their competition for the merchants in St. Clairsville. But J.P. Dutton and his fellow Belmont County commissioners aren't going to spend any money on the water pipes that are so desperately needed for the city of St. Clairsville. So the county will favor big entities such as the mall and the plaza and give money for sewage pipes for them, but not give any money for the water pipes for the city of St. Clairsville. So if you're a merchant in the mall or the plaza, Belmont County, J.P. Dutton really likes you. But if you're a merchant on Main Street in St. Clairsville, J.P. Dutton says, no, well, we can't really do that. How the hell is that fair? How the hell is that fair? No, I think Catherine Tallman is raising a very good point here. And if I'm a merchant on Main Street in St. Clairsville, and I'm reading this story now, it's like, hey, wait a minute. You're helping the merchants at the mall and at the plaza, which is outside the city limits, but you don't want to help the city of St. Clairsville, even though you do all your campaigning here and you do all your fundraising here. You don't want to help us with all the problems that are water pipes. Why are some pipes in Belmont County more equal than others?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Why is it that Belmont County sewer pipes are okay to fund, but not St. C. water pipes? Help me understand that. J.P. Dutton, help me understand that. Vince, help me understand that. Jerry, help me understand that. Somebody, help me understand that. Some pipes are more equal than others in St. Clair's, excuse me, in Belmont County. And I think that's utterly ridiculous. All right, fine. So we've got that. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Hey, one of my, I got many new great clients for Dimitri 2020 LLC, which is my company. Which provides the programming, this incredible programming here on River Talk, the great River Talk radio network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And one of our new advertisers, new clients, is ECM Energy Services. And let me tell you, if you are looking for a wonderful career and you want to be home every night, you cannot do better than ECM Energy Services. They're on National Road next to Chaps. They've got a couple of billboards up there already. If you are a truck driver, if you have your CDL, is that what it's called, CDL, then you can make $100,000 a year easy, and with any overtime, $125,000 a year. With ECM Energy Services, and here's the key, you can be home every night. You don't have to do OTR. It's none of the, you know, well, they've got to drive to Los Angeles, got to make all this money, live in my cabin, you know, do whatever. No, nothing like that. ECM Energy Services is looking for top quality people to be drivers for their brine trucks. And they've got some of the newest Peterbilts, the 589s. And they have a real commitment to quality, a real commitment to safety, more than 2 million hours, safety-free, no injuries, no problem. What's the right word for this? More than 2 million hours injury-free. Make over $100,000 a year, be home every night. If you're an OTR driver, over the road and you miss your family, you miss your wife, you miss your kids, you miss your dog, your whatever, you can make $100,000 a year or more and be home every night. It's ECM Energy Services. Also, they're looking for top quality people who know how to take control of a situation, who are not afraid to exercise authority. They're looking for ground traffic controllers. These people are responsible for the safety of all the vehicles in any area where ECM Energy Services provides top quality service. If you're looking for a career, not just a gig, not just a job, but a career with a top quality company, it's ECM Energy Services. Call 724-802-0275. ECM Energy Services.